Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 13, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Second and third generation BCR-ABL tyrosine kinase inhibitors and the risk of pulmonary arterial hypertension, a prevalent new user design. An increasing link between BCR-ABL tyrosine kinase inhibitors and pulmonary arterial hypertension has been recognized since 2009. This study precisely evaluated the risk of pulmonary arterial hypertension associated with second and third generation inhibitors compared to imatinib in adults. Utilizing the French National Healthcare Database, researchers established a robust prevalent new user design which identified patient cohorts initiating these treatments between 2008 and 2024. The investigation offered a critical framework to quantify this potential adverse event for clinical practice. Article number 2. Prospective associations of obesity and obesity severity with 9 cardiovascular outcomes. The cross-cohort collaboration. Obesity is a confirmed risk factor for cardiovascular disease, with specific relationships across the full spectrum of body mass index, including severe obesity, requiring further characterization. The cross-cohort collaboration definitively described the prospective associations of obesity and its severity with 9 specific cardiovascular outcomes. This comprehensive analysis included 289,875 participants, comprising 79.2% women from 21 distinct cohorts enrolled between 1948 and 2017. The study provides an extensive data set essential for understanding long-term cardiovascular disease risks across various obesity classes. Article number 3. Atrial fibrillation, an underappreciated complication of diabetes. Atrial fibrillation is identified as a significant complication of diabetes, demonstrating a prevalence of up to 25% in individuals with the condition. The incidence rates of atrial fibrillation are increasing among patients with diabetes. This development of atrial fibrillation in diabetic individuals occurs independently of other risk factors such as hypertension, atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, or heart failure. The pathogenesis involves multifactorial, atrial, structural, electrical, and autonomic remodeling directly linked to diabetes. Article number 4. Left atrial volumetric enlargement in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, obligatory consequence or independent predictor of outcome? Left atrial remodeling, specifically progressive enlargement, is a common observation in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction and reflects left ventricular dysfunction and functional mitral regurgitation. This study definitively investigated the independent association between left atrial volume index and long-term mortality in patients with heart failure. The research specifically considered its interaction with the severity of functional mitral regurgitation, establishing a crucial assessment framework for this relationship. The investigation provided a comprehensive approach to understanding the prognostic implications of left atrial volume index in this patient population. Article number 5. Progression from exercise-induced to resting left atrial hypertension in HFpEF, impact of reduced atrial pulmonary compliance. Approximately 1/3 of patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction demonstrate normal resting pulmonary capillary wedge pressure, yet experience left atrial hypertension exclusively during exercise. This study thoroughly investigated the clinical course of these patients presenting with exercise-induced left atrial hypertension. The research explored whether this condition represents a distinct heart failure with preserved ejection fraction phenotype, or an earlier stage that progresses to resting left atrial hypertension over time. This investigation provided critical insights into the natural history and progression of left atrial hypertension in heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.